But we must learn how to embrace pressure. One sure thing that would help us to attain excellence and achieve progress is pressure. If you don't want to experience pressure in different areas of your life, you may not attain the progress that you really expect to attain. There is excellence attached to that which you carry inside, but it will never show forth until there is pressure at work. So it's important we understand pressure and its place in progress. Don't hate pressure. You must rather embrace pressure. If you want to see progress, there is a positive amount of pressure that you must avail yourself to. May you embrace whatever form of pressure work brings to you so that you will make progress. I see you making progress.
Now, your word in season.
You turn my life around. Glory and power belongs to you. Turn my life around. Glory and power.
Glory and power belongs to you.
Turn my life.
Turn my life around.
I've been a mao.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glory and power belongs to you.
Turn my life around.
Turn my life around.
I've been a mao.
For
the last time.
Glory and
power. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you so much for gathering us in your presence to bless us. This is a new day that you have made. Lord, whatever blessing you have in store for us, may we receive them. No one here will go back the same way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your sweet presence. We have enjoyed you so far. Bless us, even by convicting us, by pruning us, by instructing us, as you pour your unadulterated word on us. Thank you, Lord, that we will leave here transformed, even in Jesus' name. Let all who believe shout a living amen. Yeah. God bless you. Kindly take your seats, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Look at somebody in the face and give the person a kind smile. Amen. And tell the person it's good to sit by you in church. Hallelujah. I believe God, when he sends a man, he gives him something to give. I have learned by experience that I carry something for those I've been sent to. When I start speaking, an invisible river is flowing. That anyone that it touches is made whole. Irrespective of the subject I'm talking about, the stream will touch you. Hallelujah. So I want you to pay attention and listen to what the Spirit has to say to the church. Amen. Last week we were discussing the third force that opposes our rising, and we spoke about wrong association. I still feel impressed of the Spirit to stay there small this Sunday. Next week is a new month, and we would go on to a new subject as the Spirit gives us leading. Amen. All right, so those of you that were in church last Wednesday, by the Spirit, we looked into the life of Solomon, the great king. power that even King Solomon, who was given wisdom by God, when he could not break off or cut off wrong association, his heart turned away from the Lord. And he lost 10 of the kingdom, the tribes of the kingdom of Israel. The house of David were left with just 2 because of David. Why? Wrong association caused his heart to turn away from the Lord. Most of the time, when we are in Christ and we have not become very successful, as it were, you don't really see that you can change. I've seen people change. When they had nothing, they were some way. When they got something, they start to get pompous and proud. Then they lose their humility. And the Bible says, pride goeth before a fall. Pride, it goes before. So before somebody falls, pride leads the way. Pride is John the Baptist. I hope you are getting it. Pride is what prepares the way for the fall. When people don't have anything, and when they get something, I pray in the day of adversity, you won't give up. And in the day of prosperity, you won't throw God away. Yeah. Because the Bible says that there are 2 situations that are set against each other in every man's life. And he said, God set it so. The day of adversity and the day of prosperity. He said, so that nobody will find anything after him. So when you start getting prosperous and you start forgetting God, get ready. Some hard thing will hit you. That will bring you back to God. Father, all those that are forgetting you, because they have enjoyed a little prosperity. I went the prayer. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider, God also has set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. The day you start finding anything after God, something you can't control will strike you. Then you will run back to him. But do you know some people, they don't change. When even the hard times strike, they won't change you. People don't change like that. In my little experience in life, I've realized people don't change much. When the children of Israel destroyed Jericho, what was the instruction? Nobody should take anything from there. Achan stole something. Nobody saw him. The fact is that nobody saw him. Nobody caught him. He stole it. Then hid it. Then the next battle with AI, the next battle with artificial intelligence, they were defeated. But Ai was a smaller city than Jericho. So Joshua went to God and said, God, what is it? He said, you all have sinned against me. Why? He said, somebody has touched what I said nobody should touch. Achan. So Joshua said, tomorrow we are going to do a parade. And God is going to show us the one that took something from you. You would think Achan will come out. See, when you are afraid, the way your breathing changes. Achan didn't come out. He waited for. He belonged to the tribe of Judah. You know, the tribe of Judah. Judah gave birth to 2 sons, twins, Phares and Zerah. Zerah was not chosen to bear the Messiah.
Fares was. Okay? Or in other words, Perez was. Zera, which in other words is also pronounced Zara. Do you know the brand called Zara? Zara means the coming of light. Yeah. You see, he was from the tribe of Zara. No, from the line of Zara, Achan. So Zara's, the family was chosen. Then another son, the son of Zara was chosen. Then his father was chosen before him. You see, why didn't he own up? He stayed till he was picked. People don't change. Sometimes they are even going to die. Isn't it? A man was very sick and was dying. So he invited a preacher to pray for him. So when the preacher was praying, the preacher got a revelation that he was worshiping an idol and there was a pot under his bed. And that God says if he will allow him to destroy the pot, he will be free. Yeah. Is it people want God in addition to something? That's why in Africa we like oil, salt. Is it God is not enough? Like, don't get me wrong. I believe in tokens. But what I'm saying is that most of the time you see that God is not enough for people. He wants something in addition. I hope you are getting my point. I pray you will not forget God. In the day of prosperity, don't forget God. Look at somebody for me and give the person a kind smile and say, don't forget God. Don't forget God. Don't forget God. Don't forget God. Achan did not own up. Do you know who was destroyed with Achan? His children, his sons, his daughters, his cattle. Everything was destroyed because one man won't follow God. Follow God. Serve God with your life. He's a faithful God. Amen. Anyway, so today let's just get a little build up on the importance of not associating with the wrong people and how you can set boundaries if even you find yourself working with them. Because sometimes you can't help it. We live in the world with many people and you are with them. But how do you set boundaries? It is important. You see, wrong association is like putting a little yeast in a large dough. Do you know dough? Dough. Ask somebody, do you know do? Not Samuel Do, the past Liberian president. do like dough for bread making. Do. Okay? Little yeast influences the whole dough. That is how association is. If you downplay association, you will be surprised how you are influenced. Either positively or negatively. And it's amazing how people's lives are destroyed because of wrong association. I heard the story of this young man. Ask somebody, which young man? He said, you are coming to tell your story. He said, we should ask somebody, which young man? The young man was called Kiki Jan. Kiki Jan. Mention the name, Kiki Jan. A Ghanaian from Takoradi. At 5 years old, they discovered his unique musical ability in playing the keyboard, Kiki Jan. By the age of 15, he was roaming around the world, Kiki Jan. He was picked by the band called Osibisa. They played, "We are going, heaven knows how we are going. We know we will, we know we will." Kiki Jan, he played the keyboard. Talented guy.
Takrady. Then money started coming. A week, he could make 8,000 pounds a week. A week. At a point, he said, $3 million passed through my hands. $3 million. Do you know? People of God, people, tap yourself and see if you're that. Do you know $3 million? People of God, $3 million. You let God bless our church with just $1 million. You will see the transformation. you will see. let God bless us with just $1 million. $3 million. Pass through his hand. Kiki Jan. Then, when the day of prosperity came, he forgot God. He started taking cocaine. He said the day he touched cocaine, that was the most miserable day of his life. He regrets that day. Kiki Jan. He said a day, he could spend $5,000 on cocaine. A day. He so became addicted to cocaine. You see, nobody spoils by himself. Wrong association. Because when fame and riches started coming, and the girls were all around him, like Solomon. The girls were all around him. Look, you young men, that when girls come around you, you lose your sense. You see, when young girls come around you, and you young girls, to when you see boys, you lose your sense of. So the girls like Kiki Jan. Now he had cash, and he was talented, and the cash was flowing all the time. When he got so addicted, they took him to South Africa to see if they could rehabilitate him. It wasn't successful. They brought him back to Ghana. Broke. So broke that he started to beg to eat. A guy whose songs, in those days, 70s. Look, Kiki Jan. Broke. Nothing. So many girls. He found out he had AIDS. He came back to Ghana, broke and with HIV/AIDS, and was begging to eat. He didn't even get to 50 years. He died at 47. And they found him dead in his own feces in the bathroom. That's gone. Gift, potential, prosperity, wasted. Wrong association got him off track, and that was it. Those of you that play with hard drugs, somebody says, oh, it won't do anything. When you just take small, it will just make you, then you just, you'll be okay. There are some of you today, I've allowed you to start playing with alcohol. So when you take small, just take small. As for a male, you must smell like a male. Your mouth might smell like a male. Your mouth must smell like a meal, eh? And they say, look, when you get money, no, rich people don't drink carelessly. We drink responsibly. We drink responsibly. We are the ones that do not drink apetashi and all those things. Those are the drinks that destroy people. We drink responsibly. You are deceiving yourself. And now you have some bottles of hard liquor. The Bible says, give strong drink to him that perisheth. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. Give strong drink to the one that is perishing. Are you perishing? Are you perishing? I said, no. You say, I take a little whiskey. I like creamy whiskey in ice block. When I put some ice block in my whiskey, I begin to speak slangs. You see, you are dying. That is how Kiki Jan wasted away, because of wrong association. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, there's a scripture there that the Spirit would like us to consider. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We start reading from verse number 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The day a friend will introduce you to alcohol, look him in the face and say, I am not perishing. Therefore, I don't take hard liquor. When somebody is introducing you to girls, young man, connecting you so that you can have some ties to enter, what advice did the mother of the king called Lamor give him? He said, give not your strength to women. Oh, young man, give not your strength to women. Find one woman, marry her, and channel your strength to one woman. Is not women, one. And see how she will bless you with her goodies. Yeah. Marry one and be faithful to her, one. Don't go for several. Don't let anybody deceive you that one woman is sweeter than the other. There's nothing. Look, it's all the same. Look, many people have been destroyed. The God gives them a good woman instead of staying in the job. Some wicked hoe wants to capture him. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. And they start enticing you. They start enticing you. Then bad, wrong association gets close to you and start to paint pictures of how it is powerful to have a girl. And you too. You threw God away. Then you have another girl. That is when your problems multiplied. Even one woman is even enough trouble. You want two. Some people want three. Some want four. Continue. People of God. That day you say, No, I won't give my strength to women. Let me say this. Don't think that in this corrupt generation is every man that is doing nonsense. Oh. Some of us are very pure. Very, very pure. We fear evil. Very pure. Very pure. We fear God. It's not just fooling around. 2 Corinthians. People of God. Some people, they will find all forms of excuses. Instead of putting in effort to stop, they have a friend fueling the nonsense. Every nonsense, check. There's a friend behind fueling the nonsense. You check. You will see a friend behind fueling the nonsense. There's a friend. Not all human beings you see around are human beings. Some of them are demons in flesh that want to take people to hell. So you'll find people who will be fooling the nonsense. Deep within you, you know, your spirit is telling you this is the wrong way. But you see, a friend is fooling the nonsense. Because that friend is a demon hatched out of hell to take you there. People of God. Let's read. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Yes, we've been sent to win the world to Christ. But he didn't say we should go and befriend the world. And embrace them and now have an association so deep with them that they start influencing us. He said, be not yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? You are now saved in Christ. You are set to rise. What is this relationship with people who still take you to the biaba? Someone says, no, it's not me. Me, I don't go to the biaba. What is all this group you belong to that is showing you half naked women? Hey. And what communion had light with darkness? So now, who is the righteous? It's you. Who is the unrighteous? That bad, wrong association that wants to take you off the course of Christ. Who is light? You. And who is darkness? The next verse, verse 15. And what concord had Christ with Belial? You know, the word concord here is symphonio, where we get the word symphony, like harmony, like oh bonyoma, unze bibia de dana kwemne bibia bokama. Ah, several instruments playing and people singing, but you know, fra fra, there's harmony. Yeah. Somebody shout symphonio, symphonio. Symphony. Okay. He said, you are in symphony with the children of the devil. Huh? You are in harmony with them. Whenever they sing, do you adre me is then they are waiting for you. They are waiting for you. You are delaying in singing. You are delaying in singing. They say, bro, today how do you come in? So long. You sing with them until you sing the last, then all of you together, do, with unbelievers. Everything about your life, you still have people around you who are still influencing you to go off course, off the way of Christ. Why do you still go to the Webase? Why do you still go to the Webase? Somebody think, this pastor, why does he know people's personal problems? I'm preaching the word of God by the Spirit of God. Why do you still go to the Webase? Instead of disciplining yourself to stop fornicating and stop following another woman apart from your wife, you say all men are doing it. Which all men? Which all? You can't stop. I heard the story of a prophet who was prophesying and he called a guy. He said, I see the vision. You are cheating on your wife. So the guy did this. And he said, no, me? I can't do that. The prophet said, look, he's arguing. Which man doesn't do it? I said, nonsense. Prophet, so you are doing it. So you are doing it. Is it not an amazing thing? No fear of God. No fear of God. He doesn't fear God. Anything. You see, you are concord. Huh? You are in symphony. You are in harmony. With Belial. Belial simply means children of the devil. Belial. That's what it means. Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? Infidel is the person that does not have faith, who doesn't believe in Christ Jesus. That's an infidel. He said, what relationship do you have with such people? They will spoil you. They will spoil you. You didn't know how to watch pornography until that friend sent you the site. He said, can you check this out? Bigmama.com. And you started scrolling, and now you are so addicted to pornography that you do masturbation. And you say, I can't stop, I don't know what is controlling me. Look, if somebody is sleeping, wake the person up and say, look, the message, I think pastor is dialing your number. Just by one friend send you a link. What links do you receive? The next verse, verse 16. And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? What agreement? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Look at the next verse. Very striking. He says, wherefore, come out from among them. Don't just associate. Don't just befriend just anybody. If you pick out this one is not living according to God's standards, be careful. Cut out. Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Come out. Don't say, oh, me, they can't corrupt me. Me, I'm bigger than them. The door is bigger than the east. The door. You see, you don't need a drum of poison to contaminate a water or a stream. Just a drop. That one thing he said is what spoiled you. One thing. I remember when I was growing up, I remember the first time I tasted an alcoholic drink. Why, you don't like testimonies? I know the impact of wrong association. Look, the first time I tasted alcoholic drink, it was Goda. Yes, I remember. I have not forgotten. Why? You've forgotten yours. Look, we went for some sports, and I had this friend. His name is Tommy. I had a friend. Stormy. He knew how to drink everything. Smoke everything. Everything. And me, somebody that has been raised from a Christian home, morning devotion, every morning, I went to join myself to Stormy. My God. Is this Storm? Stormy. It matters. Even when you are joining yourself to somebody, check their name. Stormy. Do you know, in my study, I realized the name, Achan. Achan means troublesome. Achan. No wonder he brought trouble. Troublesome. I wonder how parents name people like that. Trouble. How do you name your child troublesome? Anyway. Let me say this in passing. This is not part of what we are discussing, but I think it came to me. Let me say it. Do you know, I was wondering in my meditations and revelations of God, I was wondering why they said Jacob means swindler. And we all have said it over the years, trickster. Jacob actually means the one who takes the heel and push forward. There's nothing swindler about Jacob. It was Esau who wanted to call him that. His name means one who takes the heel so that he can search, he can surpass. I don't know if you are getting the point. He will, if you are not serious about being ahead, he will hold your heel and he will take advantage of your heel to surpass you. That is Jacob. That's the meaning of the name Jacob. It doesn't mean 419. The Bible is an open book. You can do your study. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Troublesome. Stormy. Hey, where is this story? Someone is waiting for the continuation of the story of Stormy. So we went for some sports. Then we went to buy a drink. And when we got to the place where they sell the drink, he said, Charlie, what will you drink? I said, malt. He said, malt. Charlie, try some Goda. It's nice. Hey, Stormy, Goda is nice. It's very nice. Then he took one small Goda for me. Somebody who has not drank before. Then I took the drink. Hey, one little Goda. I was like. So when we were coming back from the place we went, we went to the back, and you know, normally when you get small on your eyes, you start to make noise. We were disturbing, so the driver was looking. Looking through the, you know, the driving mirror, and when we came, he called us. He said, you were drunk. I'll report you. You were drunk. Thank God I was able to cut off from this Tommy because I would have done everything, Sam. Sheer. Everything. Everything. Smoking, girling, boozing, everything. Who is your friend? Who do you call friend? Who do you call an association that you share your life with? If they are a negative influence, your life will go down the drain. But if they are right, you will rise. What did he say? Come out from among them and be ye separate. The next verse, verse 18, then he says, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Somebody shout a living amen. My message is very, 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 very small today. Go back to verse 17. I'm already rounding up. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. Somebody say, be ye separate. The word be ye separate there is a very nice word. I want you to learn it. Aphorizo. Say it. Aphorizo. Aphorizo is the Greek word that means set boundaries. Set off boundaries. Don't just be an open border. As for you, every... There are some of you who even allow certain people into your house that they should never come to your house. Never should they come to your house. Do you know the Bible warns us that not everybody should be welcome into our home? You know, some of you, your show likes showing. Or your show rather likes seeing. The tree says your show per hair. And you want people to come and see where you live. You want people to see your room. You want people to see what you have bought. Yeah. There are some people, the day they entered your space, that was the day they pushed something that will spoil your whole life. There are even people you shouldn't shake their hand. Shake their hand like this. One handshake, they can take everything you are holding from you. Huh? You see, in our culture, we shake hands, basa basa. We just shake hands. Hello. Yeah? We shake hands. Hey. Huh? This week, don't shake hands plenty. Huh? I said this week, don't what? When they greet you, just respond. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The hand is a gate. They can, if their spirit, you see, especially if you're a Christian who is not living right. One handshake can spoil everything. I'm telling you. Even many pastors have been destroyed because they touch the wrong head. He used his hand. Probably the pastor is not, you know. Then he touched the person's head. And what is in the person? That's why a pastor can finish preaching and go and commit fornication. Something entered him. Because he just, blah, it enters. Brush. Paul told Timothy, he says, lay hands suddenly on no man. Lay hands suddenly on no man. He says, so that you not become a partaker of another man's sin. He says, keep yourself pure. That means just by touching someone, you can be filthy. You can become filthy in the spirit. And it spoil everything. There are some of you too, you share clothes with people. Everybody, you share brassiere. I'm serious. You share trousers. This one wear the trousers. This one come and wear the trousers. No wonder you have a spiritual wife. The guy whose trousers you are wearing, he's somebody's husband in the spirit. And you have gone to pick the trousers and what? So when the spirit came, it thought it was the husband. No, but the issue is that if Paul could send handkerchiefs to people so that the power of God could get into them, that means clothes and apparels can impart you with spirits. Don't wear anybody's dress. There are some of you, you are workers. When you go to site, somebody's working gear is there, you pick it and just wear it. Or somebody's helmet. All of those things, they carry deposits of things from the people. Some of you ladies, you take somebody's hair. The hair that they have used for their hair, you take it and you go and plait your hair. Something can jump into you. It can jump into you. Don't wear anybody's wig. Even you ladies that plait your hair and wear wigs, it's okay. But sanctify the wig before you wear it. Because all these things are not necessarily synthetic where they did it from maybe plant fiber or something. Some of them are proper human hair. I watched the clip. They will cut the hair of long hair of Indian girls who are dedicating their hair to idols. Then they will wash it with chemicals and package it and bring it. And now just imagine, no wonder many women are confused. You just... Oh, my ladies, please, it's not personal. Because it's amazing. Where did that character come from? And amazingly, when you are doing any scientific research, will tell you that one of the places or one of the parts of the human being that carries the DNA is the hair. The hair. If the DNA... let's not do science here. I wish I could teach you the construct of the DNA. The construct of the DNA is a wild thing nobody should play with. The construct of the DNA. And now somebody's there. One thing that really carries the person's DNA, you just pick it. No certification, nothing. You just put it on your head. Brush. No wonder. You take it and you weave it. Weave it with your own hair, which carries your own DNA. No wonder. Mixture. Some of you wear any body shoe you wear. You just pick it and you put your foot inside. And you have forgotten. Under your foot is also a gate. I hope I'm not disturbing you this morning. I'm just pushing some spiritual truths. If I were you, if you've gone to the workplace, you've not made your first 1,000. Somebody's coming to shake your hand. Take your handshake. Good morning. I've not yet taken money. You are coming to shake me. What if you shake me and I don't know what you brought? You take everything I brought that day. Do you know how many people have lost things just by shaking the wrong hand? I don't know how the Spirit brought this, so let me see it. The wrong hand. The person stretched the hand. That is not to say you don't shake hands, please. Don't say, so that you shake, hands again. It's like, look, the thing pastor has said, I'm not going to shake anybody's hand again. But you see, in Africa, it's part of our culture to be shaking hands. And that has caused a lot of problems for us because of Yamamre. Just imagine somebody who goes to a funeral. Just imagine the number of hands they shake. And if you are not spiritually strong, your chain is stroke, your chain is diabetes. You know, you just collect things. You collect confusion. You collect many things from people because the hand collects and the hand takes. COVID was good, though. No, in the sense that we stopped shaking hands plenty. You just do, and you are gone. I'm gone. No plenty shaking of hands at funerals. This week, limit how you shake hands. I don't think you like the message. Yeah. I'm rounding up. In the scripture, God would tell them, as you are going, even Jesus, he told them, as you are going to preach, don't greet anybody on the way. Greeter. Everybody you greet. Greeter. Do you know some people, when they don't greet people, they feel guilty? Me, if my eyes doesn't catch your eyes, I don't greet you. No. Everybody. nobody they will greet. It's as if they owe people greeting. When they get home, they'll go and knock on everybody's. Mommy, my boy, good morning. Oh my God. I tell you, if you will take what I'm saying to you serious, you get a bottle of oil. Whether you bring it to me to bless it for you or you bless it yourself, you are anointed with the Holy Ghost inside you. You bless it. Then, before you go out, rub your palm. Yes. If anybody should shake me, who has wrong thing? I heard a story. A lady was employed by a man. And the man called the lady one day and said, I like you. I like you. You are a very good girl. So the lady was there. Then he said, everybody I greet dies. Everybody, when I shake your hand, it's just a matter of time. You will die. But I've realized that you... That means he tried her, but it didn't work. Can you imagine? Everybody I shake the hand with, they die. Yeah. The experiences I've had where I laid hands on people, the kind of spirits that came on me in the night, if you are not strong, and I can't say much. When you hear, he said, the pastor was going, the pastor got paralyzed. Wako can be be. Nana won't de no. They say, well, you know, yeah, what I say? That's what we all come here. Forgive me if you don't understand the tree, but look. He said, anybody that I shake the hand dies. Wow. Spiritual things. Sometimes you don't know why you lost that contract. Probably you shook the wrong hand. Yeah. Now every morning, work your hand before you go out. If peradventure somebody should touch your hand by mistake and they brought the wrong thing, backfire. Pow! Does it make sense? Does it make sense? I see you prospering in the name of Jesus. One pastor asked me, he said, can I lay hands on people? I said, oh, kope dey. Then I will share. You see, because people think they don't feel powerful when they don't lay hands on people. It's not everybody we lay hands on. Somebody's head, the day you touch it, that is the day you start coming down, the head. And those of you that everybody, you allow them to, you ask for your head is a mouse. They must press it. Guard your forehead. Guard your forehead. The Bible says that, there's no man that knows what is in man, save the spirit of that man. So you don't know what a man is carrying in his spirit. And when the man is not the one that God has ordained for you, listen carefully. And you are always just rushing with your head to be touched. The fact is that if the man is carrying the wrong spirit inside, the probability that the man will mess up your things is great. Be careful. Anyway, I finish. Can I finish? Get back to the place I was showing that this part came in. This week, reduce handshake. Hey. This week, reduce handshake. Yeah. Intentionally put your hand in your pocket. The person cannot come and pull it out. Discipline yourself. And there are some of you stretch your hand first. The person doesn't even stretch their hand. You stretch it first. Stop. Stop. I say what? Stop. Yes. So please, with this revelation, if I don't shake your hand, don't get offended. People of God! Let's finish. I said, this is what? Aphorizo. Say aphorizo. Aphorizo means to set off boundaries, to set limits. So don't just enter pacts with people. When I say pact, it's like you just enter agreements with people. Be careful. Set boundaries. My relationship with you is when we come to work. If you are a builder, when we are arranging blocks, that is when I work with you. After we arrange blocks, if I'm not telling you that Jesus came to save you, so give your heart to Christ, I don't have any business going to sit in the same place to eat with you. Some people, they would go sit in the same place, eat with people. They will drink water. They say, oh, give me some of your water. Then they will take water from somebody and put it in their mouth. People do things. Set boundaries. If we have work to do, I finish doing my work with you. That is it. Give me your number. I'll call you. You see, now a deeper relationship is starting. If it is the wrong association, it will take you the wrong way. Am I communicating at all? So, any relationship you enter, define it. Who am I and who is the person I'm entering this association with? What do I carry? What does the person carry? Have I aphorizoed? Have I set boundaries? The fact that you are a school teacher does not mean that all the girls you teach must come and visit you. Say. At first, as a pastor, I didn't know this. Everybody could come to my house. When I'm there, everybody just come to my house. Everybody just come to my house. I even took some people into my, like, into, in, inside, into. And the pepper some showed me. I said, hi, where is Aphorizo? Aphorizo. Set boundaries. Set boundaries. Not everybody sits in your car. Not everybody sits in your car. Lifts man. Where is he going? I know her. She is in the workplace. When we were going, she wanted a lift to the other junction, and I picked her. Mimfao. Mimfao da. You see, that lift, the lift you gave the wrong person, can bring many problems you didn't plan for. Yeah. Yo, pastor, you don't do that. When the car is empty, do you go empty? You have to pick people. Continue picking. Yeah. Is it all, why you? You see, when you have not been hit spiritually before and you don't understand spiritual things, you think that somebody just entering your house. Somebody entering your house can save you and can kill you. The children of Israel were sent to Jericho to go and spy. A prostitute saw that they were different. He said, Kai, I will associate with these people. Then she allowed them into her house and hid them from being caught. At the end of the day, their association and their entering into her house saved her and her whole family. Yeah. Delilah also entered into Samson's house. It was also entering. At the end of the day, what happened to Samson? Lost his eyes. If you forget anything, take aphorizo with you. I'll set boundaries. This person doesn't like talking about Jesus. Everything that he says is about something else that drags me away from God. No. Let me set boundaries. Office, you are my work colleague in the office, not my friend, not my association that I allow you into my space. If I have call with you and the call is not about our work, please set boundaries. Set boundaries. Teacher, when you close school, close. After school, go and be with your family. Close. 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 Man of God. After work. Close. Close. Close work. Close. 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 I'm done. I pray that none of us will fall into the wrong association. I pray that none of us will fall into the wrong association. If somebody has more money than you, it doesn't mean by force you must associate with the person. Last point, I'm finishing. And some people think that because the person has money, then probably the person is living right. Hey. I have actually seen people abandon relationships of destiny to follow people just because they want something to eat. And they bury their whole destiny because the person can give them money to buy food. I must by all means enter into this association because this person has money. If that is how you take decisions, very soon you will be sold for money. You will be sold. You will be sold. By the time you realize you are sold. Sometimes you see, because you think somebody is big, if I associate with him, I can get to where I want to get to. Sometimes it can be a big trap. A big trap. I know people that were introduced to homosexuality by big men. Very big men, that's what they do. Not all big men. I said some people. And they said, no, we will give you, you will have position. Some people are being called to enter lodge and several other secret stuff because they are associated with what? They want to be associated with big men. No, they are holy big men who God can connect you to so that you don't get lost. Am I communicating at all? Yeah. Jehoshaphat was the king over Judah and Benjamin. Ahab was the king of the 10 tribes. That means, obviously, Ahab looks big than Jehoshaphat. But God was with Jehoshaphat. But Jehoshaphat went to join himself to Ahab, and God was not happy. God was not happy. Be careful. Be careful. Be discerning. Be selective. Be sensitive spiritually. So that you don't sell your soul. You don't sell your destiny in getting into the wrong associations. And may the Lord connect you to the right people. So that you will keep rising. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I said, may the Lord connect you to the right people. So that you will keep rising. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If it is younger people, may he connect you to them. If it is older people, may he connect you to them. If it is people way above you, may he connect you to them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. None of us will fall into wrong hands and will fulfill destiny. Somebody shout, I am sensitive to choose right. I will not fall into wrong association. I will be led into the right associations. Nothing can stop my rising, even in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a living amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes. Let's pray. If you are here, you don't know Jesus, this is the time to give your heart to Christ. Or if you are watching on Facebook, whatever platform, this is the time. I want to give you opportunity to say, Jesus, come into my heart, be the Lord of my life. If you are like that, just put your left hand on your chest and lift your right hand. I want to lead you. Anybody here? Yes, I've seen some hand. Just everybody close your eyes. Those watching online, If you want to receive Christ, this is the time. If your hand is up, say this with me: Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I confess with my mouth that you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. From this day, I am yours. I will serve you all the days of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you that my name is kept in the book of life. I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. If you are sick in any part of your body, just put your hand there. Let me pray for you. I address sicknesses. I address pain. Whether they be headaches, whether they be stomach aches, whether they be ulcers, whether they be pains in bones, arthritis, whatever pain you are experiencing in any part of your body, I command that pain to leave you now. I rebuke disease. I command anything wrong with your system to be corrected and aligned, even with the word of God. I speak over your body divine health. I speak over your body divine health. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed? Look at somebody in the face and say, you are blessed. Amen. Amen.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, Podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.